And I'm very happy now to welcome Tom Romero. He is with El Museo Cultural, and Fernando Rivera Ramirez, who is producer of the event El Otro Chile, which is opening tonight at 5:30 at El Museo Cultural. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
So what is El Otro Chile? Okay, it's a series of visual art, music, and cinema all related to the nation of Chile. How did this come into being?
Well, this actually started years ago when we began a program called Hermanos at El Museo, where we wanted to feature the art of individual countries. And we've done a number over the past few years, Mexico, Cuba, Bolivia, the Caribbean. And in each case, what we tried to do was to present the art, visual arts, when we could get it, the food, and different aspects of the culture of individual countries. In this particular case, what is interesting is we called it El Otro Chile because of Chile being so popular here in Santa Fe.
You know,
it's a different Chile. And so we got that side of it. And Fernando was able to bring us film, which is the first time that we've actually introduced film into part of these presentations.
And it's so important to have film from other countries because we get so caught up in the production of Hollywood and then maybe American independent films and maybe an occasional film from England and Australia, but there's a whole world of Chilean film.
Yes. Well, these films are very important in Chile because have prizes. Premios, they say? Prizes in other parts of the world, in different film festivals in 2012. And now I bring these films to Santa Fe for first time for show.
So these are the best that Chile has to offer, and you're doing one this weekend called Sal, which is kind of almost like a Western.
Yes, it's a Western. It's the first Western from Chile. It's a big production from Spain and Chile. Have a important actor, Feli Martinez, from Spain, and for a show, he tried to write a novel about a Western from Chile, but he never visited Chile. Can try to write this tale, but he can't, and live all this story in Chile.
So in the film Sal, there's a case of mistaken identity where somebody goes to Chile to make a Western, but they think he's somebody else, and an adventure starts, and as the synopsis says, I haven't seen it yet, I can't wait to see this film. If he actually escapes with his life, he'll have a very good film.
Yes.
Yeah, and there are other films in the series. We actually are going to present three films over the course of three weekends. We will be showing them on Friday night and Saturday night, one film each.
At 7 o'clock each
at
time.
At 7 o'clock. And if you get, if you want to see something and don't get to see it that particular night, it will be done at least once again. So the first weekend, which is this coming weekend, we start with Sal is the first one, the Western, and the other is kind of a Hitchcock-like drama.
Aquí estoy, aquí no. Here I am, here not. Yeah.
Yes. And then the following weekend, we present the third film, which is Tráeme la cabeza de...
La Mujer Metralleta.
La Mujer Metralleta, which is kind of a shoot-em-up type of deal. And then we will repeat one of the other films. And then the final weekend, the last two presentations of the films that were not done.
So basically, starting this weekend, if you go on Friday or Saturday night at 7 o'clock to El Museo Cultural, you will see a Chilean film, one or another. Now, the opening of the event is tonight from 5:30 to 8:30. What's happening?
The opening is, we'll have a reception. We have food that we're going to present to people and let them enjoy our rendition of Chilean food.
And what is Chilean food? What do you eat in Chile?
Chile is a long country. We have a different food in north and in the center of this in the south. But in my land, in the north of Chile, we eat seafood, a lot of seafood. Ceviche, you know ceviche.
Yeah, ceviche.
And we're going to have pisco sour for the...
the border of Peru.
Yeah, but it's the same land.
Right, exactly.
Arica is the first city with Peru, in the same land with Peru and right. Bolivia.
And the other things that we're bringing because of the proximity of Bolivia, and there's a dish called fricassé, which many are familiar with, in Latin America, and what it turns out to be almost identically is pozole, so we'll have some of that. And then we are going to have some empanadas, which is similar to what we have here. So a lot of similarities in northern New Mexico culture to what is there. That the evening, however, what we're going to do is show the art. It's the opening of the art show. We're featuring art from Mata, who is one of the Chile's premier artists. We have that from our permanent collection. We also have the work of Sebastián Picker, who is Chilean, and part of it is in our collection, part of it is on loan from the artist. And then the big pieces that we're going to have are Carulo, which is Carlos Ruiz López. He lives in Santa Fe, but he is Chilean. And so we will have some of his work on display, as well as Silvia Vergara, who is lives in the north, in Velarde, I think. She is part Chilean, so we will have some of her works as well. And some presentation of photographs from the Chaya Andean Carnival, so that there will be a flavor of different types. At the same time,
and
we also...
And music of Consuelo Luz.
Consuelo Luz will be doing a rendition of one of her pieces, as well as interpretation of the poetry of Violeta Parra, who is one of Chile's great poets. She will be on at 7. Starting at 6, we will have a short film, Las Mujeres
Pasajero.
Del Pasajero. El Pasajero is a hotel for ladies of the night in Chile. And this film was done as a presentation of the women. Fernando can speak a little bit more to that, but we will show that twice. Once before, starting at 6, and then once at 7:30 after Consuelo Luz's presentation.
With subtitles.
Yes.
Yes. And all of the films are in Spanish with subtitles.
Now, this is a collaboration, or you're doing this in conjunction with the Museum of Latin American Art in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yes, we're going to show this same show in MOLA, Latin American Art Museum of Art in Los Angeles.
Which is run by our very own Stuart Ashman.
Stuart Ashman,
who
right.
Who used to be the Director of Cultural Affairs and Museum Director here in Santa Fe. And today is Chilean Independence Day.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And I've brought a flag, a Chilean flag, all the way from New York so that we can show it. And it'd be a fun evening. We hope that people will come to the reception. And more importantly, that they will continue to come to the presentation of the films.
Tom Romero is with El Museo Cultural. Fernando Rivera Ramirez is producer of El Otro Chile, which is a series of visual art, music, and cinema all related to the nation of Chile. Once again, the opening is at 5:30 tonight at El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe in the rail yard. And it's a wonderful, big, fabulous space. And I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Michelle.